They're like, too late, Kendra. You're too late for the party. I'm like, great. Now I have to start all over again.
Oh, no.
Hey, Kendra. Way back up. Kendra, I want to ask, the girls who lived in the Playboy Mansion with you, is the relationship sweet with everyone now, or was there a lot of jealousy back in the day? Like, what was the dynamic like?
Yeah, like, I stayed to myself. Like, you know, the show was like, okay, we have a schedule. Like, you guys are going to go scuba diving.
Yeah, right.
Like, okay, cool. Let's just scuba dive and call it a day really quickly. So we would just scuba dive. They would get their footage and we'd be done with each other. Like, boom. Like,
off to separate rooms.
I had my own life. Like, I would, you know, I went to school at one period of time. Like, I had friends outside. I was stealing Hef's limo to go down to the San Diego Chargers games, like, every
right.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Like I was getting away with so much, but I had my own life, pretty much, like, that you guys... And I kept telling the producers, like, follow the real life. Follow the real life. Like, I have boyfriends. Don't you guys want to see this? This is hilarious. Like,
yeah,
no. Hef wouldn't like that. Hef wouldn't like that. We got to keep it cookie cutter.
And would he have been fine with that?
He would have kicked me. He would have kicked me out.
Oh, right. So you did have to keep that on the DL.
I did have to keep that on the DL.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But, yeah, in a nutshell, like, I wouldn't say there was jealousy. It's just that they were just different age bracket than I was.
Were they older?
They were older at the time, and I was very young, and I was just ready to party.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were kind of already lived in there. They were kind of already, like, they knew the ropes and everything.
Right. I was just
fresh in the mansion, just like, when's the next party?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So now I'm 39 years old. I'm a complete different person.
And so what do you do today? You are off to show someone a house, or?
I'm just a boring realtor now. I'm so boring.
If someone like Jackie came to you and wanted to move to LA, like, where would you tell her to? Is there suburbs? Is there particular areas?
It depends on it depends. Like, the type of person you are, where you work. I mean, it takes like hours to get to each place here in LA.
Right.
I feel like there's a part of you, Jackie, that looks at LA and thinks, oh yeah, this is sort of my place.
It's an easy place to live, don't you think?
I mean, you're at the top of the world here at Truesdale.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the top of the world here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would say Truesdale.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You're in the right
place.
Sounds
expensive.
This is like a $30 million house.
Yeah, that's what we thought. Yeah, yeah. Wow, okay. Well, it's so good to see you, Kendra. We adore you. You're such a lovely person.
So good to see you
and you've
again.
Not changed this whole time, you know, despite 20 years in TV, which would change a person, I'd imagine.
No, not me. But what are you guys up to? What do you guys have planned for LA? Like,
well, we only have a couple of days left, a few days left.
Yeah, we went to the Chateau Marmont for dinner last night. I mean, typical, like, Aussie things to do,
I guess. Yeah.
Well, okay. Where should we go, like, just for fun?
What did my friend say?
Oh, where should we go for fun?
What did you say?
Oh, you're hosting an open house party this week.
Oh, yeah. We have an open house. Come to our open house.
Where's the open house?
In Hollywood.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah,
what do you mean an open house party? That's a thing?
It's like a whiskey themed.
Because I've seen that on these shows where they have an open house and it becomes like an event almost. Like, you have drink served, catering,
that's what we do. We make these open houses fun. So you're more
and
than
like
welcome
a DJ
to come.
And stuff?
Yeah, whiskey.
Okay. Hey, Wilka, how much is the house?
Yeah, you're in the market now, Jackie.
It's in the 800s, 800,000 around.
Right.
Yeah,
but, and what, you don't call them suburbs, do you?
We have suburbs here.
Oh, okay, you do.
Yeah,
say
that's
suburbs.
Where I live. I live in the suburbs.
Right, okay.
So
gotcha.
I don't live in this area.
Yeah, okay.
I raise my kids, you know, where there's a little bit more space.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a lot, not too much going on.
Love it.
It's actually very boring where I live.
Oh,
I'm
is
a very
it?
Boring person now. If I didn't say that already, I'm very boring.
Well, maybe we'll come to your open house and we'll see you there.
Okay, sounds good, you guys.
Thanks, Kendra.
Thanks, Kendra. Thank you, guys.
See you. If you're celebrating your birthday today, you can call us now for the birthday wheel on 131065.
Kyle and Jackie O, live from Beverly Hills.
I'm all about that.
Kyle and Jackie O are in LA, baby. And you could afford to join them if you win the pop quiz.
Ben.
Then you got $10,000 richer.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Get all 10 questions right in 60 seconds and win $10,000. Play Kyle and Jackie O's pop quiz this morning at 8. Good luck to you.
Will and Woody.
Straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10 a.m, we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Oz.
That's right, Woods. It's going to be the biggest show you'll see all year, and you guys actually won't pay a cent.
My parents are going to that concert over my recovery from my wedding. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jana. This is not that sweaty stuff you get in a bag. Oh, no, 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 no. El Jana's charcoal chicken is cooked over a charcoal flame. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and marinated like it's got a secret to tell you. Best served with their famous garlic sauce. Ooh, there's chicken, and there's El Jana charcoal chicken. Visit eljana.com.au for the location nearest to you.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon Frog returns for a brand new season, only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Is your to-do list a never-ending story? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's hanging blinds, building flat packs, designing logos, or walking Sharon? Oh, your pet Frenchie. There's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list, so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
Sign up with NG Saver and you'll get up to $400 in bill credits. That's $200 credit on gas and $200 on electricity. That's epic value. Even our disclaimers are epic.
An average residential customer using 4,000 kilowatt hours per year on a flat rate in the City Power Network will pay $1,125, 23% below the VDO, including GST in the first 12 months of their energy plan. Bills may change depending on usage. Basic plan information documents are available online.
With NG, it's possible. Search NG for more.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. It's got it all. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Do you want to feed your kids for free? This spring at the Pancake Parlor, your little ones can feast on a treat for $0. Simply order a main meal from selected menus and one free kids' meal is all yours. Alice's Wonderland Surprise, Strawberry Duchess Pancakes, the Bishop's Bacon and Egg. There's many a treat and colouring sheet to be made a mess of. Kids eat free at the parlor all day and all night, every day until the end of November. Family fun awaits. Info and T's and C's at pancakeparlor.com.au. Lovely.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app. A bunch of new channels. And all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Get half price off the MCO beauty range now at Chemist Warehouse with the half price cosmetic sale. Hurry, sale ends September 29. AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
Kiss Melbourne.
G'day there, a crash being tonight from Dandenong South on Hammond Road, just near Bang Home Road. Elsewhere, just brake lights for the major freeways, starting with the Hume inbound from O'Hearns Road past Cooper Street, the Calder City bound from Sunshine Avenue to Green Gully Road, and the western from Lex Road to Hopkins Road. Much the same story on the west gate. That is full inbound from the Princess Freeway to Williamstown Road, patchy too for the Monash from Clyde Road to Belgrave Tunnel Road, then again from East Link to Wolga Road, the usual hotspot there, of course, Gaffney Street, Pasco Vale to Speed Trap. Don't miss 3 months of non-stop spring racing carnival action across Victoria from 31 August to 1 December. This is howwespring.com. The Kisscast, cloudy, rain easing at top of 15 today. Right now, it's 14 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh. As Australia's number one dishwashing liquid, one squirt is enough to ensure sparkling clean dishes first time, every time.
Kiss 101.1.
New lead in the search for Samantha Murphy. Morning, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, a fresh search has been launched for the missing mum, focused again on bushland near Ballarat. Detectives were out yesterday, helped by police from Interstate and the AFP. The search will continue today. Samantha's family have been informed. A range of tickets to the grand final have had their barcodes cancelled after the portal to buy them was hacked. It's some corporate tickets that are affected. The AFL's now working with police to try and catch the scalpers. Aussies in Lebanon are being warned Australia won't be able to help them all escape if an all-out war breaks out between Hezbollah and Israel. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested over the stabbing death of another teen at the Woodgrove shops in Melton West yesterday. And the last full-size Kmart store in America is shutting its doors. It has different owners to the successful chain here in Australia. There will still be one Kmart open in the US, but it is just a small convenience store. Your sport check is coming up in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sydney coach John Longmire says a call will come today on co-skipper Callum Mills. He missed the prelim against Port with a hammy complaint and will have to clear fitness tests to play the granny. And Channel 7 commentator Luke Darcy is reportedly walking away from all media. It comes after his infamous clash with Kane Corns in April, who's just been poached to join 7. The Kiss cast is next.
Luke Combs is coming back to Melbourne, playing Marvel Stadium February 7 and 8. Bootleggers and Frontier members get your tickets early. All other tickets on sale today at 2 p.m. See frontiertouring.com.
We've got rain around today with a top of 15 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy and 14, then sunny and 17 on Friday. Right now, in Frankston, it's 13 degrees. In the city, it's 14. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
We gonna party like this show.
Yes, it is Pedro, Cooper Johns, Brooklyn and myself. Kyle's sick today and we're doing the birthday wheel. Nathan's called through and it's your birthday. You're 26, are you, Nathan?
Yes, Jackie, how's it going?
Happy birthday. How's your morning going so far?
I'm in the passenger right now going to the city all the way from Warrigal out in the country. So.
I see.
Who's driving?
What's that, sorry?
Who are you with? Who's driving you?
My little New Zealand co-worker.
Oh. My little. How little are we talking?
He's 165 centimetres. He's just a little fella.
I see. Well, Nathan, you share your birthday with Will Smith, who's 56 today. T.I. is 44. Oh. Teddy Swims is 32. Hey. You don't smack people,
I don't punch people.
Yeah. Catherine Zeta-Jones is 55, and Michael Douglas, her husband, is also celebrating his birthday on the same day as his wife.
Oh, bit of an age difference, though.
Oh, yeah, 80. He's 55, 65, 75, 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, well, who cares, hey? Age is just a number.
That's true. Are you doing star signs today?
I am. Do you want your star sign here, Nathan? Here's your horoscope.
That's it.
Yeah. For all you beautiful. Libras
I'm a Libra. I'm a Libra. I've got a tattooed on my arm.
Did you?
Oh, we must be into star signs.
Oh, I love I've got that, the, Nathan.
I've got the scales on the back of my arm, and I got the other sign on my forearm. I love that shit.
Do you usually read your horoscope?
Yeah, well, my partner does.
Oh, that's so good. How refreshing to find a man that's into all of this stuff. Okay, so your horoscope. For Libra, it says if you look at your bank account today, you might not like what you see. There's not as much there as you'd like, right? Well, don't stress because a lovely windfall is coming your way soon. But cut your expenses in the meantime. Keep your spending under control until your newfound wealth materializes. Any of that make sense, Nathan?
Well, I just paid for my car transfer yesterday, and that was $900 out of the account. But so hopefully get a house soon. So maybe
Like you've just got to go down to the casino.
Yeah, it
down
does.
To Crown after
well,
work
I'm
today.
I'm Crown right now. I just went over the Bolte, so
then that's the sign, my friend. That is all you need, in my opinion. A windfall to me means big money. You don't see windfall unless it's a substantial amount. We're going to spin your birthday wheel. We'll get you a prize, Nate. Hang on.
Let's spin it here.
Intern Peter's spinning that wheel. Let's see what it lands on. Good prizes up for grabs, concert tickets, all sorts of things. Number 24. That's a double pass to see Luke Combs when he comes to Australia for his stadium tours. Mm. All tickets go on sale Wednesday. Pre-sale tickets, visit frontiertouring.com, but they're yours for free,
great
Nathan.
Price. Beautiful. Thank you very much.
That's all right, we've got a couple of songs to play for you, and you pick your favourite. Brooklyn, we have the carryover.
You've got the
song.
Carryover. Remember, we went and saw them live, the Chainsmokers.
Did we choose? That's a good song. Like it. It's good.
Now, be honest, what happened here, Jackie? After we saw the Chainsmokers in Vegas, they put on such a good show, and Jackie got in the car and said, I'm going to listen to some Chainsmokers.
It just didn't sound the same.
You were very disappointed.
Yeah, it was underwhelming compared to what I saw. What have you got, Brooklyn?
I've gone, because I got married where Britney Spears got married, I've gone with Toxic this morning. Just still on that high.
Do you have a preference, Nathan?
Oh, I like Toxic. Let's go with Brooklyn.
Yeah. Right, thanks, Nathan. Nice.
Let's go.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you very much.
Have
a great
birthday. See you later. No worries. We got our news next. An update on all the pity stuff that's happening.
Yep.
Not good for him.
Mm-mm.
This is the Power Pick. Britney Spears with Toxic. This is the Kyle and Jack Yoso live from Beverly Hills on KISS.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving. Do I think I'm done? Is my head down?
Toxic, Britney Spears on Kiss. The Kyle and Jackie O Show coming to you live from Beverly Hills. And Jackie's got some O news thanks to dailymail.com.au. Everything you need to know now.
Yeah, okay, so another claim has come out against Diddy, who is in a world of pain at the moment. Obviously, he's been arrested and he's in prison at the moment. But it's all to do with, obviously, his behaviour at not only the parties, but he's been accused of, sex trafficking by force, fraud, coercion, just a lot of bad shit. Mm. And while he's in prison, another woman stepped forward and is suing him for sexual assault. So she claims that Diddy and his bodyguard drugged her, took her to a studio, tied her up, sexually assaulted her, and filmed it all. And the woman's boyfriend at the time was an exec at Diddy's Bad Boy Records label. And this is what she said during a press conference yesterday.
The violation I have experienced during the assault has had lasting effects on my body, causing ongoing problems and complications. The combination of physical and emotional pain has created a cycle of suffering from which it is so hard to break free. I want to continue on this journey towards recovery and healing. I'm glad that he is locked up, but that's a temporary feeling of relief.
So Diddy allegedly did that to the wife of an executive at his own music label.
Yeah.
There was just no limits.
There was no limits, exactly. It was like he thought he was invincible and could do anything and get away with anything.
How did he think possibly it was not going to come back around and bite him on
the ass? I know. You do wonder about people like that, don't you? Where don't they just think at some stage, I mean, all through that Me Too movement, he must have been thinking, God, is it my day? You know, and I'm surprised it hasn't come out until now. This has taken a weirdly long time when you consider this movement has been happening for several years now.
He must have still been, you know, pulling strings around the industry.
Badly. I wonder as well with these tapes, they say that he recorded everything. I wonder if we'll ever see any of that and who was involved.
Funny you say that because Suge Knight spoke out and he claims that J-Lo and Ben Affleck's divorce is linked to Diddy because he says that the FBI gave Ben tapes from the Diddy raid and that implicated J-Lo in some questionable activities. Mm. Let's listen to what he said.
I'm quite sure that the FBI gave a courtesy call and said, we want to show you some things. This is about your wife. When he sees that her and Puffy were doing and who they were doing it with, he can never look at her the same. That's a man who had a good life. He stayed married to J-Lo, he'd be broke. He won out.
Do you believe that? Would the FBI call him up and say, hey, come over
all of
and
that
watch
sounds
this?
Ridiculous. Well, and also,
man, some people have good connections, like. Mm. You just don't know these things.
But but they were recently married again, you know, like all loved up. That seems very harsh to do that to someone, even if you see something.
I also find it hard to believe that J-Lo would have put herself in a position to be filmed doing something that's questionable like that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
But weren't there, like, claims as well that maybe there was drink spiking and stuff going on. So maybe it wasn't, she didn't actually want to do that.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, that's just horrible.
Who knows
I can't believe with all the videos and tapes that he had on people, somebody just didn't try to assassinate him.
Oh, that's probably like, you know, being talked about, I would assume.
I think so. I think you're right too, Pedro. I'd imagine so.
Well, apparently he's not eating in jail at the moment. Like, he's out of fear of being poisoned.
Oh, really? Is that right? Yeah. Is he isolated or is he in with everyone else? How does that work?
I think he was on, I read an article. I don't know if it's true on Suicide Watch. I don't know if that's true. But if he is, who knows?
God, a guy like that who has been used to living the highest of luxury in his life. He's had everything, and he's worth a lot and spends a lot.
Apparently, he is being kept away from the other inmates in prison.
Yeah, also, right. But protected. Even like to go from that to now prison, he'd be miserable. He'd be absolutely miserable. It'd be such a shock to him. And, you know, rightly so if any of this is true. And it's funny because, like, a lot of celebrities, pretty much every celebrity who's ever had anything to do with Diddy is really distancing themselves from it. I mean, even when we just finished talking to Kendra just then, because we brought up with Kendra Wilkinson about the Diddy party, and her person came up and said, we just need to clarify something, that she never went to Diddy's party. Diddy came to the Playboy Mansion. Oh. She never went there. And she kept saying it over and over. Mm. She really wanted to make it clear. And Ice Cube, he was performing in Vegas, and he's sort of pretty much said the same thing himself on stage.
And I'm going to tell you right now, me and Dub C ain't never been to a Diddy party, motherfucker. You ain't got to worry about us on them motherfucking tapes.
Yeah, you'd hope they're all telling the truth because the tape comes out.
There's a lot of tapes. Yeah. Anyway, in other news, Nick Cannon has shared the one regret that he has after insuring his balls. Now, he's got his balls insured just recently.
Nick Cannon has the 20 kids or so?
12.
12. 12.
Okay. And his regret is he insured them for 10, not 12 million, because he thinks one per kid. But, yeah, he said, you know, supermodels insure their legs. People insure different body parts all the time. So he insured the balls for $10 million, which is ridiculous.
But what does that mean?
That's not if a you career.
If you get kicked in the balls and they don't work anymore, you
right.
get the money?
Yeah. Well, surely. Is that right? I mean,
I've never understood the body part type thing.
I haven't. Well, yeah. I mean, David Beckham insured his legs for $140 million.
Right.
And I can
so you
understand
get an injury.
That.
Okay.
Because that's just an injury putting you out of work and potential earnings.
Yeah. And Cooper John's ex-football player, was that ever a consideration in your world?
No, probably not.
Very small insurance payout.
Maybe my voice was probably the only thing I might have insured. If there was a body part on you guys, what would you want to insure if you could only insure one?
Well, it's what makes you the money.
Yeah,
that's got to be the point, right? Is
and,
that voice, like Mariah Carey, the brain.
What if we get dementia? You can't work anymore. Can you insure against that?
Yeah, I reckon you can insure against any of it, can't you?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I know you can in America. Sorry. Can you guys hear that quite loudly?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They just circle this area.
Yeah. What are they looking for?
I think they're wondering where Kyle is.
Yeah.
I know. And Mike Tyson is confident that he will beat Jake Paul in November. You're more up to speed on all this stuff, Pedro. Mike Tyson going to lose this fight?
I reckon, like, Mike Tyson is like a dog, like a pit bull with a bone or a piece of meat. Like, you put something in front of him, I feel like no matter how old he is or how unfit he is, he can kill you.
So he's 58, right?
Yeah.
And then obviously you've got Jake Paul, who's 27. So the age is working against him. But he's Mike Tyson. Surely he can't be beat.
I honestly reckon it'll be a close fight because of Jake's agility, youngness. But Mike's bite, I would definitely never, ever even consider getting in the ring with him. Yeah.
It's been a long time coming, this fight. It got delayed. I feel like all year we've been talking about this. It'll finally happen in November, right? And Jake is the favourite with the sports, you know, bets that are happening at the moment. And Mike was on Jimmy Kimmel's show actually talking about what his training program is in the lead up to the fight.
I'm thinking about betting a lot of money on you.
I think that's going to be a good idea.
Are you training hard?
I'm training extremely hard, yeah.
How many hours a day?
I start at 11, and I might leave the gym at 5.
So 6 hours straight, or is there a lunch break?
It's a small break after I finish doing my boxing. I get a massage for an hour. And then I go back. Then I go right into strength and conditioning.
Are you smoking weed and stuff during this?
But I have smoked. But
will you be high when you fight Jake Paul?
Oh, I'm gonna be so high off life, yeah.
Will you be high on marijuana as well?
That's a possibility too.
It is a possibility.
You know, like, to be honest, this could be the greatest marketing ploy Jake has ever done, because, you know, Mike has a great reputation, but he's old now. He's not really, I don't know if he's expected to win, but if Jake goes out and they've organized this maybe back end and there's a big pay packet for Mike to lose, it will just make Jake's boxing credibility so much more, you know, so much bigger if he can beat Mike Tyson.
How many fights has he lost ever?
Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question, but not many. Let me look it up.
It's just that he's so much older now, right? How old would he be?
6 losses and 50 wins.
Pretty good record.
You know, I mean, he's got a lot of money, Mike Tyson. Does he really need extra money to lose? You know what I mean? Like, who would do that when you've got a legacy and then you go, yeah, I'll just lose the fight if you give me, what, $100 million?
I think he's 58. I think even if he gets beat, it's not going to tarnish his legacy. Like, to be 30 years older than someone and try to fight, like, fighting's so difficult where you can come in and you do one wrong step and you can get knocked out by anyone. Like, so to be 30 years older, your reaction time's slower. Like, I can't see him winning the fight at all.
Well, especially if he's stoned when he's doing it.
Yeah, there's no chance there.
All right, guys, coming up shortly, we're going to do the pop quiz. And then yesterday I went out and I tested the new driverless cars that are going to be like, you know, whatever, the new cabs. You just put it in the app, a car comes to you, no one's in it, and it just takes you where you need to go.
We've talked about this in Sydney before, and you've found it freaky. I remember you didn't like the idea of doing
it. I remember looking at it going, no way.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you all about it, guys. That's coming up shortly. If you want to play Pop Quiz, 131065.
Stay big at Petstock. New everyday low prices on spleen worming treatment. Advocate Cat, 4 more kilos. 6-pack, save 31%. That's $41 only at Petstock. Broken down truck on the Tulla City van after Moreland Road. In the left-hand emergency lane, those speeds down to 40. Would have a crash for the Western Freeway inbound at Leakes Road and the collision being tidied from Dandenong, South Hammond Road near Bang Home Road. Usual headaches on the Hume inbound from O'Hearns Road past Cooper Street and the Calder City van from Sunshine Avenue to Green Gully Road. Works in for Carrum Downs. Valanso Road's closed eastbound at Frankston Dandenong Road and at the Western Port Highway. Given a miss, head north, he can take Hall Road instead. Slow down for a speed trap, Golf Links Road, Frankston. Download the My 7-Eleven app and you can save up to 25 cents per litre with fuel price block. You've got a deal at 7-Eleven. T's and C's apply, savings not guaranteed. The Kiss car's cloudy, rain easing, a top of 15 today, right now 14 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss traffic and weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie O in the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Hi, this is Christian, the band Coldplay.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay tickets. I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
And we mean all of them.
Did I win?
Can everybody hear us okay?
Oh my God! I'm so excited. I'm over the moon.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win.
Thank you so much, everybody. You sound incredible.
From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out, don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
It might sound like I'm struggling to get the Johnson twins to sleep, but in my mind, I'm on holiday, unwinding in New South Wales.
Rather be in the moment? You can with Jetstar's New South Wales sale. There's fares like Melbourne Tullamarine to Sydney from just $64 or Ballina Byron from $84. Book at jetstar.com. Ends midnight Eastern Standard Time, 28th September, unless sold out prior. One way excludes check baggage, selected travel dates and conditions apply. Jetstar. All day, every day, low fares.
Yes, Uber Eats does deliver snacks. No, Uber Eats does not deliver snakes. Obviously.
Yeah, I wonder if that hissing sound is snakes.
Yep, definitely snakes.
Uber Eats. Get almost anything.
Macca's footy finals deals are here. Score a new deal every day this final season. Like a $1 cheeseburger or a $4 McChicken. Only on the My Macca's app. Be quick, these deals won't go into extra time.
T's and C's apply. See an app for today's deal.
Hi guys, Kyle here. Are you tired of feeling tired? Has your partner left the bedroom because of your snoring? Don't ignore the snore. It could be more than just a bad night's sleep. It could be sleep apnea, a serious sleep disorder linked to heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. At Sovay CPAP Clinic, they believe in affordable and accessible clinical care. That's why they have an expert clinical team, including sleep specialists that see patients and bulk bill sleep studies with minimal wait time. Stop snoring with Sovay. Visit Sovay CPAP Clinics today, SOVE.com.au or call 1-300-76-2939.
When considering whether a sleep study is right for you, speak to your doctor. Medicare criteria and T's and C's apply.
This year's Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest has more than ever.
An adventure zone, the RV Master Stage, an off-grid campground and kids zone.
Let's get going.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au. Start here, go anywhere.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Yui has won the 2024 Canstar Most Satisfied Customer Awards for both car and home insurance. Call 13-YUI to see why. Yui, you insured. Products issued by Yui Pty Limited. See the relevant PDS and TMD at yui.com.au to decide if the products are right for you.
What makes Aldi's fresh skin-off salmon a superfood? Omega-3? The fact it's $12.99 a two-pack? Or is it its ability to leap from tall buildings? Okay, well, it's not the building thing. Aussie seafood at Aldi prices. Aldi. Good different.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Here at ABS, we're the car service experts who specialise in all your repair, logbook and servicing needs. Every service is available with our buy now, pay later payment options. Book online or call 132270 to speak with an ABS team member today. ABS, your automotive specialist.
Hurry, the Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29. Kyle and Jackie O.
You are somewhere in Beverly Hills.
Broadcasting live from Beverly Hills.
Keep it Kiss.
Keep it Kiss.
It can't be said, I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell.
Lost.
Hozier on the Kyle and Jackie O Show, live from Beverly Hills.
Kyle and Jackie O.
You are somewhere in Beverly Hills.
Broadcasting live from Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Kyle's off sick. Jackie's in LA with Brooklyn right now. Pedro's in the studio here. And Cooper John's also joining us.
Yeah. Coops, what you got? Something interesting, I hope.
No pressure.
Wow, build me up. Thank you very much. No, I got absolutely nothing. No, well, I thought since we had no budget to send me over there, I thought I'd spend my time the last week putting together a list of things you didn't know about Los Angeles for you guys to potentially go and do.
Oh, lovely.
Are these good things or bad things?
Yeah.
You can figure them out as you go along. Okay. It's a mix of both. It's like secrets of LA as well as things you might be able to go and do. Now, the first thing, so you know Griffith Park Observatory?
No.
So it's like a, it's like a famous landmark. It's in the hills there. Heaps of people go there. It's like you get cool pictures overlooking the whole of LA and Hollywood.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there's an alien abduction there every single week.
Let's go tonight, Brooklyn.
No, hang on. Should. There's only a specific time and day that it happens. So every Monday morning at 3:52 a.m., which is in the morning, somebody gets abducted by an alien.
And how many people do you reckon go at that time to test it out?
Well, when I was online Googling, there's like forums of people who said they've been abducted. It was a really pleasant experience and they had a really good time.
So do you reckon there's big crowds just waiting there at that time?
No, they would have been originally. Don't know about now.
I don't know if
I'm just looking. I was looking at some videos. I'm on TikTok right now on my phone, just looking at some videos of the place, and it's like full packed. People are like lining up and stuff. You should go, guys. Try tonight.
Yeah, but to pass the window.
Yeah, but who cares? You never know. Maybe the aliens are like, oh, nah, let's change the
day. Not tonight. Yeah. Just mix it up. Surprise them.
It looks like a vibe, man. It looks full, like a lot of people and stuff. You should try it.
Yeah, we could do that.
Well, I'll go with you, Jack.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll try it out.
Another thing for you, Hugh Hefner, I don't know if you knew this fun fact, if you've been on one of those Hollywood bus tours, this is where I learnt it. So the Hollywood sign, it used to actually say Hollywood Land, but everything just started to deteriorate on the sign. And they, in, I think it was 1978, they were thinking about building real estate behind, like, and just sort of scrapping it. But Hugh Hefner raised, I think it was like, back in the 70s, it was like $250,000 to $500,000. And then he was the one that made it stay because he thought it was just so significant for Hollywood.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. So he's responsible for that being there now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. And we were bagging him earlier. What a good guy he is.
Yeah, imagine if that just went.
Have you been, like, because you can kind of run almost behind the sign.
Yeah,
like,
you
there's
can,
a track.
Can't you? There's all these hiking tracks. We're staying with a guy that it wants to go on a hike.
But the rest of us
no
kind of looked at him
and
thought,
that.
Oh,
no,
what a pest.
What a horrible person. Well, you know what? That brings me straight to my next point. Because if you are going hiking, Jacqueline, you got to be very careful because there are big cats that are prowling the streets of Los Angeles at the moment.
Oh,
yeah. What are they? What kind of cats? What do you mean?
I'm talking cougars, jaguars, bobcats.
Oh, and mountain lions, right?
Mountain lions,
I've heard
of
this.
So they would just
patrol
around.
Do they attack anyone or no? They just keep to themselves.
No, they attack people. They're pretty, like, vicious creatures, those things.
I had this Uber driver coming from LAX here the other day, and she was asking me, oh, you're from Australia. Oh, what are the animals like? You know, you've got all these scary animals, spiders and snakes and things. And I was saying to her, I'm like, they're nothing when you think of, like, some giant cat or a bear coming to get you. And I said, what do you do about them? And she's like, what did she say? They get taught in school. When a bear comes at you, you get in the fetal position, and it apparently you survive. It won't attack you.
Surely that's the worst thing to do.
I know, but she said with there's black bears and brown bears or something, and it depends on the color of the bear what you have to do.
Oh, I'll forget it.
But she couldn't remember which one was which.
Well, see, that's the problem right there.
So the black bear, you stand up and yell and make yourself seem really big. They get scared. Yeah. Brown bears, you can't run because they're so quick. You just got to get down the fetal position. But don't expose your stomach, because that's where they go to get to your major organs to kill you.
And how did you learn about this? She said she got taught in school here.
Yeah, I had an obsession with bears for a little bit. Like, I was obsessed with polar bears. So polar bears can smell blood from 5 kilometres away and can smell it like an animal or human through 5 feet of ice.
Wow.
Wow.
Fascinating.
Are you serious, Jack? Are you pissing all over my segment? First, you don't take me over there because you guys, you get a Range Rover to hire and you stay in the most expensive place and use all the budget, and now you piss all over my segment.
That's terrible. And you had the dream the other night that I had left you in a gorilla enclosure to die. So it's not good.
Coops, back to the mountain lions. Like, how many are there, and what do you do? Yeah. Like, we know about the bears, but what do you do if Jackie and Brooklyn see one? What are they supposed to do?
So if you see a cougar, I'm not talking about the ones that, like,
I'm looking at one right now.
I knew someone was going to say it. I was just waiting. I thought it would be Coops, actually.
Not the boilers like you hang out with on Saturday, Jackie. Not those ones. You got to hold your ground, make direct eye contact with it. Probably would work for you guys as well, actually, Jackie. Back away slowly.
Yeah.
And then stand upright. Don't crouch down, because if you crouch down, they think you're an animal and they'll just go and attack you.
Yeah. And the other thing that I would find difficult is having a dog over here and the coyotes being such predators everywhere that you just can't leave them out of your sight. That would be terrifying.
Because we've got the fences here, like the color bond fences, a coyote can jump over that, clear it so easily.
Yeah. Yeah, like someone I knew was leaving for a week and let their dad look after their dog and said, Dad, whatever you do, just don't let the dog outside because of the coyotes. And the dog got out for like one minute, and because he quickly ran back inside to get something when he's taking it out to do its business, coyote got it.
Oh, my God.
Like, you just have to be so careful. So we just don't have to worry about that in Australia, you know. Dogs can roam around. There's no predators out there, really.
Yeah.
But here, it's crazy.
So people wouldn't have very big dogs here, would they, if they couldn't sort of roam around outside?
Well, but probably the big dogs don't get taken by the coyotes, I'd imagine.
Oh, there's more of a fight, fight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guess what? While we're on animals, I got some more animal facts for you because you loved the last one so much. Did you know at Los Angeles Zoo, there's actually an Australian section in there?
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've got like kangaroos, wombats, there's koalas.
Is this supposed to be like a wild fact that they would have kangaroos?
Let's go.
That blew my mind. I thought they only had kangaroos in Australia.
Actually, too, bro, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought that.
But like, in Australian zoos, we have animals from other countries.
That's what you do. Surprising? You bring the animals in that we don't have.
But so then why are Americans always surprised when they come here and they see, like, you've got one at home? Do you know what I mean? Are they faking it? I don't understand.
Yeah. These artists that come to town and pretend all they want to do is see a koala and a kangaroo.
So you think, Pedro, when we go to Africa to a safari, we should be like, seen it all before in the zoo.
Yes.
Next, what else have you got?
Well, they even have... Okay. You know what's weird?
What else have they got?
In the Australian section, they have Komodo dragon, which I didn't even think a Komodo dragon was Australian.
Well, I didn't either, actually.
I've been to the island where the Komodo dragons are from, like the Komodo island.
In Australia?
No, it's in, like, Indonesia.
Oh,
but
right.
Maybe just because it's close, they
It's all in that area. Yeah.
Well, apparently they're real dangerous because if they lick you, their licks are poisonous, so...
Oh, are they? Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought they would, like, destroy you.
Well, on this island, you just walk around there everywhere. Like,
oh, really?
There's no protections from them or anything.
Oh.
I saw a video on my Facebook. It just popped up, and there was this Komodo dragon, which looked like a dinosaur. It was that big.
Yeah.
And it just ate a live baby goat. It just in one bite. Just munched it.
And then I saw that video. That was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrific.
My old man used to tell a story about the island of Komodo. He'd tell everyone whenever he was drunk, it was like that these two Aussie backpackers went there and then they just got eaten while they were asleep by these Komodo dragons. And nobody ever questioned it. And then one day some guy goes, well, how'd they know that they got eaten by a Komodo dragon? And he freaked out and goes, oh, because, like, the they found their clothes, like, folded up under the tree. And the guy was like, so you're saying the Komodo dragon undressed the man, folded up his clothes, and then decided to eat him?
And what happened to those two people, I wonder? That's an odd story.
Yeah, I know. I think they still live there. I don't know. But the last point for you guys, the LA palm trees, which they're so infamous for on that boulevard.
I'm
looking out. I'm seeing them right now.
Well, guess what, Brooklyn? Wait for this to blow your mind. They're not actually from LA. They're actually imported from Mexico, Canary Islands, North Africa, and South Asia.
Wow.
Let's just shit. We got a caller called Timothy. Let's just put him on quick. Put him on.
He's on.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Timothy.
Hi. Hello.
Is this God?
Or Darth Vader? No,
is this the Komodo dragons?
Sorry, Timothy, your voice is just very booming through our headphones.
I don't know if everyone else is hearing it the way we are, but yeah. Go on, Timothy, what is it?
I was racking my brain about animal facts, and one of them came to mind was alligators are technically dinosaurs that hasn't evolved very much, just decreased in size.
So dinosaurs, you reckon? They're dinosaurs?
Yeah, basically. Their predecessors was like massive and like basically a size of a school building.
What was the crocodile at one point?
Yes, but their evolution just decreased in size, basically.
Are you interested in that, Jackie?
So you're telling me the crocodile used to be as big as a building? Well, now, that's quite interesting if that's true. No? I think that is quite interesting.
Maybe Pete can Google.
Look, I'm sorry. I just feel like Timothy went through the Save Cooper segment. I don't know if it's true or not, to be honest.
Yeah, it doesn't sound true, although they do look like dinosaurs a
little
bit.
Didn't we in Australia, like a kangaroo used to be the size of a building?
No,
look it up.
They did, yeah. They weren't the size of a building. That's like you're thinking, like, you know, a giant. No, but they were the size of like a house. Like, they were pretty big.
Megafauna, right? I think that it's called.
Oh.
And I don't know what happened to them either. Why did everything get small?
Hang on. If evolution is making the animals get smaller, aren't we getting bigger though? Why are we getting bigger? Because humans used to be a lot smaller.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that because of the things we're eating with hormones and everything, do you reckon?
No, it's the big. It was the Big Bang that wiped them all out, and then they started to evolve, and they're getting bigger over time.
Big Bang.
Wait, sorry,
Cooper. The Big Bang was the first thing ever.
I meant
the meteor hitting the Earth. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, on that then, sorry to interrupt. Timothy also has some details on the Big Bang, if you want to go to him as well, he said to say.
Timothy.
Hi, Timothy.
God would know about this.
Yeah, what do you want to say about that?
Basically, the Big Bang was an event that happened all over the world that made the food shortage decrease. And, you know, big animals need more food, and less food decrease the size.
Okay. Thank you, Timothy. Thanks, Tim. All right. Well, Cooper, any other interesting facts? Did anything else get imported into LA?
Nah, not really.
Apart from kangaroos and palm trees. No, they're all good.
Just watch out for those cougars. In Australia as well. Watch out for them.
Yeah, I know, they're dangerous. Okay, coming up shortly, we're going to do Cooper. Pop quiz. Thanks, Coops. $10,000 if you want to try and win that. 13-1065 will do it next.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Stars don't get much bigger than Katy Perry.
Give me something good to celebrate.
Katy's taking over the Kyle and Jackie O Show live from Beverly Hills.
I had some of my most fun and probably traumatizing times on your show. Love you.
Don't miss her tomorrow at 8.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Hey, straight after Colin Jackie O Show at 10 a.m, we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Australia.
It'll be the hottest concert this year and you won't pay a single cent, Will.
That's right, Woods. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetics sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, Booking.yeah. How about this?
Buy new and used cars from all around the country and get it financed all in one place.
Yeah, but what about drive off in no time, use the CompBank app to find and finance your dream car?
Love that.
Thanks.
But no.
Forget the jingle. Find and finance your dream car all in one place. Search cars in the CompBank app. Applications are subject to credit approval. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions apply.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to awake with delicious $2 regular coffee. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store. $2 regular coffee at participating stores.
I'm no dummy when it comes to marketing, so with a brand, when they claim to be premium, I raise an eyebrow, except when it's Spinalese. I sleep with these products every night. I can tell you they are every bit as good as they promise. Spinalese pillows and the mattress are for sure the best. They've also got the back support for your office chair, the mattress overlay for extra comfort, free quilted pillowcases when you buy the pillow, and free delivery on the pillows. Put yourself first for once. Upgrade right now at spinalese.com.au. That's spinalese.com.au.
When you're talking exterior paint that's durable and protects against tough Aussie weather, you're talking Taubman's All Weather, the exterior paint professionals trust. So start talking Taubman's at Bunnings Warehouse today.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
The widest range of sports are free to stream on 7 Plus for anyone, anywhere.
7 Plus Sport is a free-for-all.
Which means you can watch hockey at the hairdresser, stream live golf in the library, watch boxing on the back seat of the bus, or NFL at the nail salon. Stream all the sports you love on 7 Plus.
Motivationals with Alexander and Sergey.
Ah, Bill, doing the shopping?
Yeah, out of milk.
Tell me, would you buy 20 litres?
Huh? Course not.
But you like wasting money.
What?
You have health insurance that covers pregnancy.
Really? On my gold cover?
Ask yourself, is it overkill, Bill?
Wake up to waste.
Switching health insurance is easy. Visit Compare the Market to see the range of brands and products we compare. Or call 13 32 32. Simples.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out, don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Book an eye test at OPSM today. OPSM, all about your eyes.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
Here's Melbourne.
G'day there, crews attending a broken down truck on the Tullaring van out to Moreland Road. It's in the left-hand emergency lane, speed centre 40 in the running lanes, delays back to Bell Street. You can take Mount Alexander Road instead, quicker and cheaper. A crash for Dandenong South on Abbotts Road westbound before Frankston Dandenong Road, seeing multiple lanes closed. Bit of a mess, give that a miss, take Greens Road, a collision in Kew on Burke Road, Whitehorse Road, and a word of an accident too for the Western Freeway in Leakes Road. Brake lights for the Hume in down from O'Hearns Road past Cooper Street. Having a grand final party? Shop Lombards, your official AFL balloons, flags, posters, mobiles and tableware, and get your AFL party started. Lombard.com.au. The Kiss Cast, cloudy with rain easing today, top of 15, right now it's 14 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss, traffic and weather together, first with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh, Australia's number one dishwashing liquid brand. With superior grease cutting power, Morning Fresh is the only one to trust.
Kiss 101.1.
15-year-old charged with murder after a stabbing. Morning, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, a boy has been charged after a fatal stabbing in Melton West. 16-year-old Oscar Hamilton died at the scene at Woodgrove Shopping Centre yesterday after getting into an argument with another boy. A 15-year-old was arrested last night. There's been a ticket scandal just days out from the grand final. The barcodes on a number of corporate hospo tickets have been cancelled after the league's event office portal was hacked. The integrity unit is looking into the breach.